Okay.
I'm not talking.
So what inspired you?
Inspired, well, obviously, Dawes originally, because he bolted the bugger, and, you know, talking through the moves. And it was like, when we first went down there, me, Pete, Hock and Robbins, you know, it was like a real unknown. We didn't know what to expect. All we knew was that it was going to be really funky climbing. And then, yeah, tried it in 2009, hopelessly optimistic. Obviously, there was no chance I was going to do it. Never made it past the step left. And it's like easy climbing up to that step left, and that's where all the hard climbing starts. But I could pull back on and, you know, once got through them two moves. But then, obviously, I had nothing left to do any of the other moves. And then they shut the quarries in 09, and I'd give up on it because it seemed like too grim a place to have a project. And, you know, I thought it was unfair on B layers and that kind of thing. But yeah, after doing Big Bang last year, I went back down on it and was shocked by how good the climbing was. I was really, really high internal motivation to do it. So much history about it and the climbing so good. And then I did it with like three rests. But I'd spent a lot of time on my own on a Grigri, probably more time than on any other route, potentially more contact time than maybe Big Bang in terms of just on my own, chumming about, like, literally days worth of time. Chumming about on my own.
Was it raining yesterday?
It was raining yesterday, yeah. It was midge-infested bastard place. I was really depressed November, December after we got back from America. I didn't manage to get on it over the winter, really. I was just destroyed from everything going on last year. I got my beans back. You know, watched Andy Murray. Got inspired by Andy Murray's performance. And I was reading some sports psychology book as well about, good achievements being made in by kind of the character, you know, by forcing it even in bad conditions. So I walked in there at midday. It was damp. I'd rang 10 B-layers because Pete had bailed because obviously the weather looked a bit shit. So I rang Jim first, but then I thought maybe he's in Yorkshire. He didn't ring back. Rang 10 other people and rang Jim again. He said, oh, yeah, come around for a brew. So I went around for a brew. I thought, well, Neverland's dry. Jim could do some routes there and then we could head down. And we head down there, probably three-ish. And I thought, well, there's only, you know, the damp start you could get through, you fight your way through. And then there was one bloody damp foothold just on the start of the step left. I thought, well, it might dry. I thought, well, nothing else. And then I warmed up and just did a link, put the drawers in, did a link from after the step left up to the rest. And I thought, great. And by lifting my foot on this horrible 7A move at the end of pretty much an 8C link, I can lift my foot up. I've got this mono stack with my right hand, and I lift my foot up to place it on and then do this weird mantle move. And I did it twice. I thought, well, it's been worth coming down just for that. And then Jim has a go and dries off from the foothold, the key footholds. And I have a burn, and I get a move further. I hit the stack just before that high step, but I hit with two fingers rather than a stack. So I bottled it, kind of grabbed it. I thought I was going to take a spazzy fall, so I grabbed the drawer above, and then came down, and then I had a shit go. Jim goes up again. I have a shit go just after that, fall off the step left, and then I thought, oh, fuck it, I'll give it one more quick go, and just put loads of chalk above the foothold to make, like, stop the water running onto this foothold, and I literally come down and have a 2 or 3 minute rest, tighten up my boot, and get to the high step, get up the high step into the rest. Shit, you know, nearly fell off for just excitement. And my heart was doing double time. Like, Jim was like, oh, calm down, you know, deep breath. Then my heart was doing double time. I thought, oh my God, I might face this traverse, which is, you know, it's like, basically involves undercuts and slate smears. Like, imagine the worst foothold you can think of. And then they get smaller on slate. And I just thought, I'm going to be facing this traverse forever getting here, you know, even though I had a good sequence. And then, I spent like 3 or 4 minutes there just getting my right calf super pumped up. And, I just went really calm then. Just thought, it doesn't matter if I do fall. But I pulled into it. And at the time, I didn't realise how much adrenaline must have been pumping, because I was undercutting these bony undercuts so hard, and the smears felt good. And, you'd run it out. I did this, the last crux steps right. And you still do this little run out, and then this awesome 6B move up rightwards where you are going to take a pearl. It's like a little E6 to finish. I think Johnny went double-handed, amazing. Like, it's there's no way I could do double-handed to these bloody